This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We are fortunate to be joined by Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans, because we've got a big event this week and a lot is going on in the area around the Superdome, and he's going to share some of that with us. Colin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Sheriff, what a week.
No rest for the weary, I'm sure.
That's right.
Been there, done that. Not sure I miss it that much.
Yeah.
But Colin, I think one of the questions that a lot of people are asking, some texts have come up, are there plans? I know, like, during the Super Bowl, there are street closures immediately around the Superdome. Do we anticipate any of that for the Taylor Swift series of concerts?
Yeah, I definitely think that around Sugar Bowl Drive and the inner streets around the and Dave Dixon, that back part of Howard Avenue, and then of course LaSalle, which is actually Champion Square right there, obviously is completely either monitored or closed off. There are no plans at this point to actually close Poydras, but what you'll see is, like for many of these events, heavy, particularly during the concert hours, and I would say in hours, up to 4 hours before the concert, you'll see a lot of police presence there, just monitoring traffic. We're working on a plan right now for early dismissal from City Hall, and I think that a lot of businesses are probably going to be doing that Friday. Saturday and Sunday, obviously, not as much of a concern, but I think we want to try and keep the area as clear and sterile as possible for people to actually use in the streets to get to the concert. We're strongly, as you've probably heard, encouraging people to use alternate means like rideshare. The city has set up through the Office of Cultural Economy, I think, a really interesting and unique way of doing that. They're going to take over Duncan Plaza, have a lot of live local music, food trucks and beverages and things there. And that's also a designated drop-off zone for Uber and Lyft and for rideshare. And it's obviously a transit hub as well. So trying to keep people getting dropped off and picked up at that location, and also, showcasing some of our local music as well and just having a good time there. And I think that's going to be on the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday throughout the entire concert event as well. And so there may be some street closures that occur, rather quickly and temporarily just to get movement going in other directions. And what we'll do is, I strongly encourage for anybody who hasn't yet, if you text NOLA READY, one word, NOLA READY to 77295, we're going to be up here all weekend in the Emergency Operations Center right across the street. We're going to be putting out any type of traffic alerts and different notifications to the public and to the media when those things have to occur.
With some of these big events, the Superdome exit from the I-10 is closed. What are the plans there?
Same, working with state police and DOTD to meter the traffic that's coming in there. Obviously, the parking will, the Superdome parking will fill up very quickly, and then they'll have to meter that and monitor that and close it as necessary to make sure that both people can ingress and egress safely. This is really amazing that, just the merchandise alone, we were given a presentation last week by the Superdome Superdome. They sent people out to Miami. They've had people on the ground from ASM Global at other concert venues, and the merch alone is larger than a lot of the weekend, I would say, festivals that we hold. And I can see right across the street from here that that's already opened up in Champion Square and in Smoothie King Center. That's going to be available throughout the entire, the rest of this week through Sunday. It's incredible. The entire Champion Square is all for merchandise.
Yeah, I got a text from my wife asking me if I wanted to join her. And, I said, do I look crazy?
No, I mean, what I was recommending for the public after hearing from Mike Haas, who does a lot of the communications for the Superdome, to make this, my takeaway from it and what my recommendation to the public is, you know, particularly on the concert days, if you have tickets that day, once you go in the evening into Champion Square for merch, it's no return. So you can't leave and come back. And so really with the amount of effort that they're making to make all of this available through multiple days, I would try and maybe do a merch day and then a concert day just to preserve your sanity, because you're not going to be able to leave with things you've purchased and come back. Once you're in, you're in. And I think it'll be a lot easier, particularly for those folks that have tickets on the day for the concert, to focus on the concert and then use another opportunity during the week, which there's going to be plenty of, to do the merch type operation.
Colin, in the aftermath of the 4th of July celebration and the convention that was in town, my mind just went blank. The festival that's in town for 4th of July, Jesus, at the Superdome, my mind just went
blank. Oh, for Essence.
Essence Fest, thank you, Jesus. Number of complaints about signal lights being out. Are we aware of that situation in the areas around the Superdome?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that we're pleased about is a lot of the work that's been going on Poydras has concluded. And that's going to be great, obviously, for Super Bowl in a few months. But just for this event, it's turned out to be, a really good thing. So we don't have any streetlight issues going on right now or lane closures on Poydras anywhere near the dome. Julia Street is still an issue. I know they're working pretty feverishly to do as much as they can to get that resolved for the most part before this weekend. I think there'll still be some issues there, but the only thing left is finishing work and striping, which isn't going to affect the operation this weekend. They had a infrastructure meeting this morning that we've been having every Wednesday for all summer for all of the work for getting ready for Super Bowl, and they dedicated some time this morning for Taylor Swift and the Halloween type activities that are going to be going on this week. So they're going to have extra public works crews out there, as many people as they can get out there to make sure that any of those types of issues with whether it be street signs or street lights, particularly down in this area.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It resolved.
We had an opportunity to talk to Chief Kirkpatrick earlier in the week, and she had indicated a number of other agencies from the surrounding area coming in to give a hand, and I know that you usually and typically help coordinate that. What does that look like?
No, it's shaped up really well. We've had a lot of including a pretty long-term partnership with Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office on working the interior and exterior of the Superdome for Saints games and other large concerts, and that's going to be the same here today. I think that we've got more federal interest in this particularly on the intel side or intelligence side, just keeping us advised. We know of no types of threats, but we know that in Europe, there in Austria, there was some issues with a terror attack on a Taylor Swift concert. So, you know, obviously, we have our ears perked for that. And there's federal resources, including tactical teams that have been made available to us as well for this. There's a federal coordinating officer with Homeland Security Investigations. They'll be here in our command center throughout, also working with the state police and the state fusion center to really just be, you know, looking at social media and looking at all of the things that the intelligence side looks at to make sure that if we do see any type of issue, that it's addressed and made known. You know, we have a very good interoperable communications network in Louisiana, you know, one of the products of lessons learned from events like Hurricane Katrina, where federal and out-of-state and out-of-parish assets that come and support us, we can all communicate on the same radio channels. And I would say that, you know, there's a obviously a human trafficking operations that will continue to go on that have gone on in our city because of the amount of tourism. But I think that one of the things that we, when we briefed the mayor on last Friday, you know, that we really wanted to make sure that we were looking at is the demographic of this concert is a lot of parents. It's a lot of youngsters, a lot of teenagers, particularly teenage girls. And we want to make sure that, you know, we're putting our best foot forward and that we're being as safe as possible with that group that's going to be down here for particularly for Friday, Saturday and Sunday night.
Yeah. I don't think federal DHS has this as a designated event, but it seems like a lot of the characteristics of SAME are in place, right?
It is. It's not a, what we call a SEER event. It didn't receive a special event assessment rating. You know, that's certainly something that we will be advocating for when they do the kind of post-event adjudication at the end of the year, because there is a lot of resources going into this. But I will say that the federal government understands the, you know, the size of these concert series that she's doing in a couple of different cities, and that because we have the Super Bowl, we already had a federal coordinating team that we've been working with for over a year for preparations for Super Bowl. And they're, you know, I mean, we're looking at same attendance sizes, quite frankly. And yeah. So we're looking at this as kind of a dry run for February 9th of next year, which, you know, is we're very much looking forward to as well.
Describe that, if you would, for me. I mean, I don't know that a lot of folks really understand the magnitude of this three-day event, because this presents itself in a real different fashion, right?
Oh, yeah. It's, I mean, you know it's coming, and then you start seeing from other cities just the true size. You know, what I've read is that it's the most successful concert in history tour that she's done. And, you know, I mean, it's amazing for the city. My understanding is, you know, the same numbers we get for events like Super Bowl coming through MSY, through the airport, 28 to 30,000 seats a day just for this, up to 150,000 people in town for this, 24 different countries, not including United States and Canada, bought tickets for it. And so it's truly a world class event over 3 days. It's great for the city. We want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to keep people safe and to show that we, you know, as New Orleans and company says, we're built to host. You know, these are the events. This is the bread and butter of what we do. And so we want to make sure that all systems are go and that we're ready to go for whatever may happen. I don't, you know, I think that our biggest concern will be obviously the traffic and just dealing with some of those things. We will be very mindful of, you know, those other types of threats that may be out there. But like I said, you know, at this point, we have nothing indicated that there's anything other than this is just going to be a really massive event. You know, and it does count for us with the federal government, because we track how many of these events that we have and the attendance that they have. You know, and for years, we've had to, kind of really work with the federal government to understand the complexities of how many people come to Carnival. You know, for a long time, Mardi Gras was just treated as Fat Tuesday alone and not the 9 to 12 days of parading around it that occurs and the amount of crowds there. And that seems kind of ridiculous. But, you know, that's something that we've had to go back and say, we're a city of just under 400,000, and you're basically increasing our population at some point by almost half for an event like this. And so there's a cost that comes with that, with, you know, the amount of public safety and the stress to our system that this puts on it. And so I think we've been very good and had a very good relationship with DHS and the federal government, though, and, you know, enduring disasters with FEMA, to make sure that they understand. I think they understand the situation that we're in, and that we're a world-class city, and that we need, you know, that type of assistance. And it's always been pretty forthcoming when we ask for it.
Yeah, interesting. You mentioned the international component. Never really thought about it, but those numbers are staggering. I mean, it's something.
Yeah.
I mean, you expect that, and you see that in a Super Bowl, but you don't typically see that in other events to that magnitude that we host here.
No. Interestingly, I was talking about this the other day, that we had the same. We had a number of, I think, almost 100 countries that came for WrestleMania a few years ago, if you recall. I want to say it was 2016 or 2017, and we were up here doing the same type of coverage. When you get these large events, they can they can really just go I don't want to say out of control, but just the magnitude you don't even really understand until you start seeing just the amount of people that come here. And I think that, you know, it's intentional that some of these tours, like Taylor Swift's tour, choose certain cities that they know have a flavor and a culture that people want to visit for multiple days, you know. And so while, you know, she may do a concert in one city one night and of course sell out, they're all going to sell out. When you pick a city to do three concerts in 3 days, they all sell out, and you've got international travel coming in, because I think they look at it as, well, I've never been to New Orleans. I've heard it's great. I want to see what it's all about. I mean, it's just a win across the board for us.
Absolutely. Final thoughts?
Again, just pay attention this weekend. The weather looks good. Everything. Like I said, I think it's just going to be really busy. And I always say, you know, have a little bit of patience with everyone, because everyone's going to be trying to get down and do the same thing. Plan your trip out and plan your merchandise and your when you want to go to the concert. Use rideshare if you can. Visit our local musicians that are going to be down there, because I think that's going to be a really cool a unique event that we're putting together to just try and draw people both coming and going to the concert, to kind of be kind of a pressure relief for a lot of the foot traffic that's going to be out there. And I hope everyone just has a really good time. Also realize too that there will be some traffic limitations in the French Quarter, like we do for major events, just because of the amount of pedestrians that we expect down there both before and after the concert.
Absolutely. Thank you for all the hard work that you do and the preparation of the mayor, the city administration, and everyone involved. We certainly appreciate it, and we wish everyone the best of luck.
Thanks, Sheriff. Appreciate you.
All right. We will be right back, folks, and we'll visit with Mike Haas. And so we're going to move from the furthermost concentric circle into the concentric circles that wrap right around the dome in the arena, and we'll find out how to navigate that when we come back. So stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.